Shay Balahi grew up always wanting to have her own garden.
My dad lived out in the country, and he had some friends that ran a big garden, and I would get in trouble because I would go out there and pick vegetables, and they weren't ours. And I always swore when I was older I would have a garden in my backyard.
Over time, that hobby turned into a full-time job. Balahi started her own small business, Heirluminous Farms, in Urbana, which unexpectedly grew into an opportunity to teach farmers in East Africa.
And it was really shocking. Right before Christmas, this opportunity for Tanzania happened, and I was, again, totally in shock that farming could send me around the world and do work that I think is really important as well.
For 3 weeks, Shay helped farmers learn about different ways to grow food without having to use chemicals and pesticides on their crops or in the soil.
Most of it was resources on pest and disease identification. I talked a lot about soil health and the role of composting. We built a compost pile, and we did a lot of soil testing.
A big focus for the farmers was the organic movement that's growing worldwide.
They were really interested in the organic movement. It's not happening in Africa yet, but it's coming along. They know that the rest of the world is moving mostly towards organics, and in fact, a lot of their produce is being sent back to them. They can't sell it or export it because they're highly using a lot of chemicals.
According to a federal report, agriculture makes up a third of Tanzania's economy. Shay traveled as part of an exchange program from Catholic Relief Services and the United States Agency for International Development called Farmer to Farmer. The program connects farmers from around the world to trade ideas about some of the common problems they face, like crop management, pest control, and food production. And Shay says it was an equal exchange.
The one thing I really took away from the farms and from the people that I worked with is that nothing goes to waste. Every single thing that comes off of their property or off their farms either goes to animals, their family, they sell it. I would like to be able to expand that on my farm, and you know, any produce that isn't used, if that I could donate it somewhere.
To do that back in Urbana, Shay hopes to continue to get more people involved in growing their own food. I'm Tiffany Jolly, Illinois Public Media.